One of the things that most of us aren't all that good at is reading other people's emotions before we say or do what we were going to say or do. But there's something else that we're even worse at. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. And that something else is being aware of our own emotional state before we speak or act. Perhaps you're feeling a bit down, so instead of thanking someone, you treat them like an object rather than a person. Or maybe you're angry, so you say something without even realizing you're angry that you'll never be able to take back. The realm of emotions can be as murky as pea soup, right? And how we recognize and respond to emotions, our own and other people's, has a profound effect on the sort of life we'll end up living. Well, today, wisdom, God's wisdom, is crying out to us. Proverbs chapter 9, verse 6. Whoever is simple, let him turn here. To him who lacks sense, she says, come eat of my bread and drink of the wine I have mixed. Leave your simple ways and live and walk in the way of insight. The answer to getting some clarity around emotions is to eat and drink in God's wisdom. And his word, the Bible, is cram-packed full of it. The sort of insight and indeed Holy Spirit power that we need to think about how we're feeling before we speak and act. The sort of wisdom, the sort of insight that we need to figure out where the other person is coming from. So, leave your simple ways and live and walk in the way of insight. That's what God's calling you to do. That's what he's offering you because that's his word, fresh for you today. The richness of God's word, the power of his word to impart his wisdom and insight to transform our lives is extraordinary. So if you'd like to go a bit deeper, then stop by and explore ChristianityWorks.com, where you'll find a wealth of messages on all sorts of different subjects straight out of God's word and conveniently arranged so that you can find exactly what you need for today. Again, that's all at ChristianityWorks.com.